It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Monday, April 22nd. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The National Weather Service has issued a wind advisory in effect from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. today. South winds on average expected around 20 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts around 45 miles per hour expected. Gusty winds will blow around unsecured objects. Tree limbs could be blown down and a few power outages may result. Winds this strong can make driving difficult, especially for high-profile vehicles. Charles City Schools Superintendent Ann Lundquist has been placed on paid administrative leave. KCHA-KCZE has obtained a copy of an email addressed to all school teachers and staff that was sent Friday afternoon, which reads that the school district has begun an investigation into allegations about behavior, quote, that raises questions about Dr. Lundquist's fitness for duty and ability to serve as an employee of the Charles City Community School District. The email, sent by School Board President David Schroat, also indicated that the school district's attorney will be directing the investigation. They will also arrange for a temporary superintendent with the Central Rivers AEA to serve while Dr. Lundquist is on leave. Schroat tells KCHA-KCZE he's scheduled to meet today with the school attorney, Allers and Cooney PC. An official media release is pending that meeting. Lundquist has issued the following statement. Although changes in board leadership and roles have been challenging, I was surprised to be placed on leave. I am not able to comment further at this time. We will bring you more information as it becomes available. Lundquist began serving as interim superintendent in April 2022 and has held the position ever since. In February, she announced that she would retire at the end of this school year, June 30th. A plea and sentencing date has been set next month for a Northeast Iowa man accused of killing his wife. 37-year-old Brandon Kassemeyer is facing a first-degree murder charge in the death of his estranged wife, Jamie Kassemeyer. According to court documents, Waukon police conducted a welfare check the morning of January 22nd and discovered Jamie Kassemeyer dead, along with an empty handgun case and several fired .22-caliber cartridge casings. It's believed she was killed on January 21st, the last day family members say they heard from Jamie. On January 23rd, the Larimer County Sheriff's Office arrested Brandon Kassemeyer in Loveland, Colorado, and allegedly found a .22-caliber revolver in his car believed to be the murder weapon. Kassemeyer previously entered a not guilty plea. However, on Thursday, his legal counsel filed a motion for further proceedings for the purpose of a change of plea and sentencing as the parties have reached an agreement. The motion does not indicate what Kassemeyer will plead guilty to. On Friday, District Judge Alan Heaven set that hearing for May 20th in Alameda County District Court. Kassemeyer remains in the Alameda County Jail with bail set at $1 million cash-only bond. Less than 2 months after it was shut down because the structure shifted, the existing Mississippi River Bridge at Lansing reopened to traffic Saturday morning. The bridge was closed February 25th after two piers moved, creating a buckle in the bridge. Pete Helmstead with the Mason City District Office of the Iowa DOT told KCHA-KCZE last week that repairing those piers was key to reopening the bridge.
They were sitting on wood pile that were approximately 40 feet deep in the sand. The new piers that we put in for the repair have steel pile that run over 120 feet down to bedrock. So that bridge is going to be sturdier than it ever was.
Officials had previously thought repairs could take until the end of April, but the Iowa DOT says its contracting partner, Kramer North America, worked diligently to replace the piers. Following the repairs and rigorous safety testing, the bridge connecting Lansing and Crawford County, Wisconsin, reopened at 11 o'clock Saturday morning. Because the bridge has reopened, water taxi and shuttle service to cross the Mississippi between Iowa and Wisconsin has ended. Meanwhile, work on the new Black Hawk Bridge is moving forward as expected, with that bridge scheduled to open in 2026. More details are being released on a high-speed chase through three northeast Iowa counties that ended with a Minnesota man in jail and one squad car totaled. Chickasaw County Sheriff Ryan Shaver says a deputy initiated a traffic stop on Highway 63 south of New Hampton about 7 o'clock Friday night, April 12th, after a car driven by 24-year-old Cadre White of St. Paul was clocked at 98 miles per hour in a 55-mile-per-hour zone. White initially pulled over but refused to cooperate when asked for his driver's license, vehicle information, and insurance. He then put the vehicle in gear and sped away. The pursuit proceeded southbound on Highway 63 and into Bremer County, where the Bremer County Sheriff's Office joined in the chase, which then entered Blackhawk County. Shaver says the Chickasaw County deputy continued the pursuit into Waterloo, where he crashed his patrol car into another vehicle, with both vehicles totaled. A Waterloo police investigation of the wreck alleges the CCSO deputy was at fault, and he was charged with failure to exercise caution by the driver of an emergency vehicle. He was cleared by medical staff at Unity Point Hospital in Waterloo. The driver of the other vehicle was not transported to a hospital. During the pursuit of White's vehicle, speeds reached 126 miles per hour and covered about 50 miles before he was stopped on I-80 south of Waterloo. White was alleged to be in possession of almost 140 grams of marijuana and is charged with intent to distribute marijuana and failure to affix a drug tax stamp, Class D felonies, OWI and possession of marijuana, serious misdemeanors, and interference with official acts and possession of drug paraphernalia. White is also charged with eluding in excess of 25 miles per hour over the posted speed limit, a Class D felony, and cited for reckless driving, speeding, and operating without a valid driver's license. Those charges have all been assessed in Bremer County. Shaver says additional charges are pending in Chickasaw County. The Floyd County Board of Supervisors are not meeting in regular session today, but will do so Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. Wednesday afternoon, supervisors will hold a joint meeting with the Planning and Zoning Commission regarding amendments to the county's ordinance regulating the construction of utility-scale wind energy systems. The educational workshop is open to the public and starts at 1:30 Wednesday afternoon in the Emergency Operations Center and Training Room of the Floyd County Courthouse. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.